There is no sitting Republican governor Democrats would like to defeat more than Florida's Jeb Bush, the brother of the president. But first, Democrats have to pick a candidate of their own. Janet Reno, President Clinton's attorney general, would like the job. She's got lots of support among grassroots Democrats, but she's had a hard time getting the party leadership behind her. NPR's Mara Liasson was at the state party convention this weekend in Orlando and has this report.
There are few attorney generals in history who've achieved the celebrity of Janet Reno. She's well known for her controversial but strongly held stands throughout the Clinton years, Waco, Elian Gonzalez, and the campaign finance investigations. She was a recurring subject for skits on Saturday Night Live. Her image is independent, down-to-earth, and stubborn, a female Harry Truman.
I have made the hard, hard, hard decisions, and people know that the buck stops with me.
She's leading her closest primary opponent, Bill McBride, by 30 points, but polls also show she's way behind Republican Governor Jeb Bush. That's why Democratic leaders prefer McBride, a lawyer from Tampa who's familiar to party insiders but virtually unknown to Florida voters. McBride is a centrist Democrat, a Vietnam veteran with humble beginnings, but he's never run for public office before.
We need a governor who will protect our land, our beaches, and our water. A governor who will know in his heart that offshore drilling is not good for Florida. With your help, I'll be that governor.
McBride has received important endorsements from the state AFL-CIO and the teachers union. While Reno's been out working the grassroots, driving around the state in her red pickup truck, McBride has been organizing, and his efforts paid off at the state party convention this weekend, where his supporters among the delegates outnumbered Reno's. Reno has Parkinson's disease, and she recently fainted during a public appearance, so she was eager to reassure the convention that she was electable.
People ask why I run. They say your hand shakes. My hand shakes, but my heart and my head stand for democracy and people being involved. And ladies and gentlemen, we can and we will win in November.
But the party leadership doesn't think so. Tom Rossin is the minority leader of the Florida State Senate.
If this race is between Janet Reno and Jeb Bush, the race will turn on the pros and cons of Janet Reno instead of the pros and cons of Jeb Bush. So that's the reason the establishment in the Democratic Party is concerned that somebody like Bill McBride, who has never been in office before but has been a very distinguished citizen, that race then will concentrate on what Jeb has done wrong.
According to Susan McManus, a political scientist at the University of South Florida, it's not just the baggage of the Clinton years that worries Democratic leaders.
I think it's the perennial and consistently poor showing that she does in the horse races against Jeb Bush. And Florida Democrats are feeling very left out. They don't control either house of the legislature. They've lost the governor's chair, and they're desperate to win. And those polls are just not helping them think that she's the person that can do it.
According to Florida polls, almost everyone in the state knows who Janet Reno is, and almost everyone has made up their minds about her. Reno's support hasn't grown at all since she announced for governor. According to this logic, McBride, the unknown, has nowhere to go but up. But that kind of thinking infuriates rank-and-file Democrats who have tremendous respect and affection for Janet Reno. Democrats like Jack Schifferell of Broward County.
At the Janet Reno reception
It
was really remarkable. There were almost as many people wearing McBride stickers who came in and lined up to have their picture taken with Janet Reno. The rank and file is with her. The people at the grassroots level are with Janet Reno.
With Janet Reno.
And we'll see in September that she'll be the nominee, and then our leaders will get behind us.
If Reno wins the primary, it's likely that the party will unite behind her. McBride and Reno are friends, and so far the campaign has produced no bad blood between them. But for McBride to win, Democrats here say he needs to raise the millions of dollars it will cost to make himself as well-known to Florida voters as Janet Reno. And he'll have to do it fast. Voters here have a history of tuning out politics during the long, hot Florida summers, and the Democratic primary is on September 10th. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Orlando.